We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, look, no, Britney Spears' Curious was the turquoise bottle. That's way more glamour.
Now, no wonder Britney Spears was selling loads of perfume. First of all, that one smelled gorgeous.
No, this one smelled like...
Was that nicer?
It was smelled like the sweetest flowers.
This is so sweet. This is actually sickly sweet.
Do you know the quote in Mean Girls where it's like, you smell like a baby prostitute? She was wearing Britney Spears' Curious.
It's your favourite queers, back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo!
Sorry.
PJ's no longer grumpy.
What?
You've had your feed.
I was never
honestly,
grumpy.
The key to my boy's heart is just, you know what you want? You just want a bit of food,
There's
don't
a you? Difference between being stoic and silent and being hangry. I was a bit hungry.
Yeah, you weren't grumpy. I haven't caught you grumpy in a while.
Really?
You're very at ease.
I'm not.
Which is a good thing, you are.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you grumpy in ages.
Is it the crystals?
Are you on the crystal buzz?
I'm not. Hold on, there's a few crystals in the gaff.
But maybe they are rubbing off on you. Maybe the crystal auras,
you know what I mean,
are actually having an effect on your person. You know what I was doing? I was watching Britain's Got Talent clips. It's back on the telly and you might go, how is Britain's Got Talent still a thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it actually is.
Is it?
It's still a thing.
Who's doing Britain's Got Talent?
So it's your man from Strictly...
Yeah, the loud one.
The loud fella, and he go, oh my God, that was amazing.
Maybe don't do the accent.
But he's Italian, so it's fine. Or he's, I think he's Italian, isn't he? Anyway, there's him, there's Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
There's Free Amanda up. Holden. And Simon's wearing these like...
Post-op.
What?
He's post-op.
Simon is?
Yeah.
Has he gotten the bits done?
Yeah.
Simon's wearing these... orange like Polaroid glasses with her. Let me show you. It's really weird, but it's a bit like Anastasia is.
Okay, are they giving?
Glasses, I'll say BGT.
Oh yeah.
His new look is not a fashion statement. His shades are actually to prevent headaches coming on from the lights flashing. Oh. No, but they look kinda cunty.
They're kinda serving, yeah.
Actually, is he kinda serving?
Or did they look like the glasses you get when you go to the dentist?
Kind of that as well, but either way, I think it's the vibe. They
okay,
probably
so there's
are spinning.
Simon, your man from Strictly.
There's Amanda Holden.
Yeah.
Who's obviously come under fire recently by Sharon Osbourne. Did you see her?
Yeah.
And she left her for
she
dates.
She murdered her, yeah. She
and
murdered
actually
her.
Clicked,
deserved.
Clicks for Sharon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there's Alicia Dixon, who
you
I
love.
Don't like many celebrities, but Alicia Dixon is one of the celebrities who will be forever in my good books. I don't ever crave a friendship with celebrities. There'd be very few that I'd like to be friends with. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you know
you
what
love
like?
Alicia Dixon.
I just think she's a fucking scream. We were doing, in lockdown,
Ready for the hump, and away we go.
We were doing lockdown lip sync with our friend Lauren.
Yeah.
And anyway, basically, the idea is you go on Instagram Live and you do a lip sync with Lauren, right? We were doing it one of the days. But she's buddies with Alicia Dixon. Alicia Dixon was doing it another day. Alicia Dixon, I think, I don't know whether she misinterpreted or just didn't really fully understand what lip sync was, but she's like singing the whole song. What was it?
I forget what we picked, but she picked the same song as us.
She basically picked the same song as us, but she was like going for gold, but she was singing all the way through, and I was like, what happened to the lip sync? Anyway, she's on it. And
so it's all the same judges from before, except they swapped out your man from Little Britain.
David Williams, yeah. Well, I think actually the Italian guy was doing it last year as well, was he?
Oh, okay, I don't know.
Also, Alicia Dixon looks
stunning.
The year
I was on it, it was those people and David
Williams. Oh, yeah, I always forget that you're on Britain's Got Talent.
Pause it's all.
Who were the judges?
Them and David.
Was Alicia Dixon one of your judges?
Yeah, I was talking to her backstage.
Has she been doing it this long?
Does she wash up? Never washed up.
Does the clean up? No, never one ever cleans up. Now, my biggest critique of it is the fact that every 2 seconds they play a song from The Greatest Showman and they make it into a slow motion. They're going overtime on the edit, so they'll be like, the act will finish. Yeah. There was actually a girl, I think she was from Harding. She got a golden buzzer. Anyway, she was singing. She was actually fabulous. She sang Annie Tomorrow and they were all like, you know, that moment of Simon being like, this is my least favourite musical theatre song, whatever. So odds stacked against her, which means great moment for redemption, right, obviously. So she finishes, cuts to slow-mo because all the judges are on their feet. Act falls to their knees. It's like the formula, really, I close my eyes and I can see. It's all like Million Dreams. Name another one from The Greatest Showman.
This is the greatest show.
Into Never, Never,
Never
Enough.
What's the one with the bearded lady sings? I have a beard and it's okay.
And we will come back home. But when I was...
I'm not afraid in the dark.
Yeah. Hide away.
They say because no one wants your hairy face. Just shave. Though I don't understand why the bearded lady was like, oh my god, don't look at me. I'm like, did I not have razors back in the day?
Isn't it the speed at which it regrew?
Surely she
could shave.
Yeah. If she really, like, I'm like, I never thought about that. Embrace her facial hair if you want, bearded lady from The Greatest Showman, right?
Yeah. But another, like, presumably she wasn't the first bearded lady.
Yeah, and also, like, hair is natural, blah, 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 right? But if you really didn't like it.
I know, but if it's covering your face.
If you really didn't like it, right? Laser hair removal. You know? And this brings us to this week's sponsor.
Thank you, therapy.
Do you know what I mean, though? My sister Elaine does it for you. She does it in her beauty by Elaine. Well. Yeah.
But anyway, way too many tracks from The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
So basically, they lose their value. Also, everyone's coming on singing a song from The Greatest Showman. Like, there was a choir.
Yeah.
I was sobbing. Like, I was literally just sat down. And what happens to me is, right, I'll go onto YouTube for worky bits.
Yeah.
You know, or like, because I'm like, I want to check this.
What
or like, you know,
should we doing on YouTube?
Archival bits. Okay, you know what I mean? Okay. I'll be trying to find something. And then it'll just be the homepage and it'll be like Golden Buzzer. I'm going to have to watch a Golden Buzzer act.
Yeah.
Can I just say, though, right, how long has it been running for?
A long time.
15 years at least. Yeah. When did you do it? You were only a puppy when you did Balls With Soul.
I was a cat.
You were only a kitten when you did Balls With Soul. But it's been running for ages. Look, stop coming on with your dog to do a few tricks. There was one years ago. Wasn't she like the first one to win it? She won it with her dog. Unless your dog is coming on and doing nail art.
Yeah.
It's not going to make an impact.
Do you know, I think we didn't win because we didn't have a sob story because we didn't speak. I feel like if they left us take off the hats, because basically for people that don't know,
Facially disfigured and that was the reason for wearing the
but that would be a good backstory.
That'd be brilliant,
but
it'd be awfully sad.
Like, I was in Britain's Got Talent with this dance troupe called Pause With Soul, and basically
this sounds like the metaverse. This actually happened.
So basically there was three of us who were dressed up as cats and had big cat heads on. There was three of
us. Will you ever get that? Can we reprise Pause With Soul, please?
It's on YouTube, like.
I'm getting them to perform at your wedding.
There was three.
We're doing Pause With Soul. I'm getting on to your man, Wolf.
There was three of us dressed up, three of them dressed up as dogs, and then there was one rat. And then there was like... You've spat all over your laptop.
Oh, fuck! I thought that was the rat.
Luca was the rat.
Who was the rat?
The breakdancer in the group was the rat.
No, I spat that everywhere, you bastard.
Be careful, you're going to damage your keyboard.
No, fuck's sake, fuck.
But then basically there was lore. There was lore, like we had a backstory, you know? It was all about the dogs. Are you alright?
I had to, yeah, sorry, and he choked my gum. I didn't know there was a rat.
So there was like the dogs were like the main people, and then the cats came out, and then the rat came out. And like we would have gotten further if we could tell a bit of a backstory.
Yeah, but like, because when it cut to the VTs,
we were just pretending to talk. It was actually kind of offensive. It was kind of like fake sign language happening, I think.
Can I ask, were ye the year before or the year after the stormtroopers?
So that's another thing that did us dirty. We were the year directly after the stormtroopers.
See, but that's what happens. So you have these acts,
yeah,
who audition. Certain acts make it so far and don't end up winning.
And they have the gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the gimmick of it and they try and include that other years. Because I can't remember the name of them. But do you remember there was that fantastic... I remember we used to discuss it in school on a Monday when we went in on a Monday morning because it was still in our heads. They're a fantastic gymnastics act. And they used to be wearing all like almost like Cirque du Soleil type body suits, but they would be firing the kids across.
Okay.
I can't remember the name. One second.
I kind of remember actually.
BGT
Gymnastics. If you type in BGT Gymnastics Act, that's going to be loads.
Spellbound?
Oh no, it actually was, yeah.
Spellbound, that was them, 2010.
Yeah.
Again, if you're a gymnastics group, look, can I just tell you this, right? As someone who's been in the biz, knows what works, as someone who's been behind many successful acts who've gone on to further their careers, listen to me, kid, right? If you're a gymnastics act, go on and watch Spellbound, right? Yeah. Go on to YouTube. It's all there. As I said, I like to do some research sometimes on YouTube. That's how I stumbled across these new Britain's Got Talent videos. Ask yourselves, are we better than this gang?
Yeah.
If you're not, you need to have something with a new edge.
Also, if you're auditioning for Britain's Got Talent, be prepared to be lied to. Because they lie to you and they sell you a dream. So they told us...
But did you think you were going to win at any point?
Nah.
Yeah, because I remember you had offered me a ticket to come and see it.
Yeah, but you were working or something.
But I was working. But like, if I thought it was a big thing... Like, say, if it was you going on and you were doing, you know...
But I think what happened was, in our audition, all the judges were like, you're amazing, I can see you dancing behind artists, you could be like behind Bruno Mars.
Yeah,
like,
you kept saying Bruno Mars, you kept telling me that.
We did it to Bruno Mars, the song, right?
All right.
The song. One of Bruno Mars' songs, right, we danced to.
That's my nightmare, by the way. Is it not your nightmare?
Every time, don't believe me, just watch, come on, I get flashbacks and I can smell the inside of the cat's head.
Yeah. And where are those cat's heads?
I don't know. They were very expensive, like.
I'd say so, because they were... You know what? As far as costumes go, what were you called again?
Paws
with Soul. Which
I think
is brilliant.
Basically, in the audition, they were like, you're amazing. And then they didn't air what Simon said. But then when it got to the semis, is it, or the quarters? What's this one? What's that one?
With a performance. And the semis. You made it to the semis.
Yeah, so when we were in the semis, right?
You made it to the semi-finals of Britain's Got Talent.
Was it the semis? I don't remember performing three times.
Don't stop retrieving. Kicking off the fourth of the Britain's Got Talent semi-finals, Paws with Souls strut their funky stuff to a melody of songs.
Yeah, I'm the sassy cat. You'll notice me in the back.
Babe, you have a Wikipedia page here on... Oh no, it's the Britain's Got Talent page, but...
Wiki fandom. Wiki.
Yeah.
Basically, then Simon changed his tune in the semis and was like, I don't see this. I can only see this being performed at kids' birthdays and all that stuff.
Kids' birthdays? Don't reduce me to that.
I was just like, oh, this is all fake. I was like, they didn't know.
That's what
they didn't know culture and art when they saw.
That's when you packed the dancing, though, isn't it, really?
Then I left.
That's your last gig.
I left that Britain's Got Talent stage. I hung up my cat's head and I've never danced since.
If you went for another country's version of their national talent competition. So we'll say, imagine if you were doing Iceland's Got Talent. Now, I never looked at it. I don't know of the calibre. But I'd presume, okay, maybe somewhere a bit more random. Gibraltar's Got Talent. You'd have won.
I think we would have, yeah.
Gibraltar's Got Talent is the name of the app.
They would have loved it.
Gibraltar's Got Talent, and it's the dancing cats and the dog and the one rat.
Oh.
Now, how am I only finding out today, how many years of friendship, that there was a rat in the group? Oh my God.
Yeah. Anyway, how do we get onto that again?
I was just saying that I got into the habit of watching Britain's Got Talent.
Who's going to win this year?
I have no idea. I just watched the highlight clips. Same with that. There's that. I'm also watching American Idol randomly.
You were addicted to American Idol last time I saw you.
And I'm still watching it. There's some great talent in it. Also, like, as much as I'm like, oh, feck, another sob story. They get me, girls. No, girls, they get me.
I know.
Girls, they get me. There was this fella, and oh my God, and he came out and he sang with, and I was sobbing.
Yeah.
Sobbing. On a Monday, like, what am I doing? You know, eating your breakfast. Why am I watching Britain's Got Talent from the weekend? I was watching this group, and oh my God, the boy, I think, had a brain tumor or something like that. And he joined a choir with all the other, like, kids who, like, suffered with brain tumors and all the parents of the kids. And when I say,
bawling,
I was no more good. Yeah. And I'm going, like, eating my bagel of a Monday morning with the
soft boiled egg. But, like, that's so heartbreaking, right? And, like, bawling, crying, right? But wouldn't you be mortified if you were me then and that act is on stage and they come off and then I come on in my cat outfit?
Don't believe me, just watch.
Going, don't believe. I'm sure I didn't stand a fucking chance.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. But, like, this crowd
deserved it, obviously. They were amazing.
But they weren't.
Okay.
They were grand. Okay. They were grand. Like,
but it's a story.
But it's a story. Like, yeah. That's like what these competitions
and
are about.
And it's like everyone, like, to be honest, like, there's loads of good choirs in the world. Like, that choir is, like, doing amazing work, like, bringing people together. You know what I mean?
What?
I'm like, do you know, like, there's loads of amazing choirs in the world, like, that you can go see. But, like, I'd pick the choir that's bringing people together with it.
Oh, I don't know what I could be going to see in them. I was just in the humour to watch on a Monday. I wouldn't be going to see it.
Ah, you would.
No, I probably, like, not to be mean or anything. They were great and I loved it. It was a great song and stuff, but, like, I wouldn't be going, spending my money to go and see it.
Okay,
probably not. Like, sorry if you're listening.
Yeah.
There was adults in the group. And I don't know if some of them might listen to the pod. It was grand.
Okay. What song was that?
Greatest Showman.
Oh.
I close my eyes so I can see a world that's waiting there for me.
A billion dreams keep keeping me awake.
And you know what actually really got me?
Wow.
Was the dads getting so into it. Like, literally being like,
oh,
and doing all the, you know, the choir moves.
I love
and, like,
that.
Reaching out with their arms. But it was obviously their first time on a stage ever, and I was going, this is brilliant.
I would
That's actually peak telly. That's great telly.
I would love to join a choir.
I'm going to do it, Lucy.
But I can't sing, so I can never do it.
But you can blend in a choir. And if you've the singing around you.
I can't, because when I was in the choir in primary school, we were all singing, and this has scarred me for life. The teacher stopped everyone and goes, guys, I can't hear anyone. The only person I can hear singing is PJ. Because I was screaming and everyone else was just like, because we were in sixth class or whatever. So they're all like, well, I'm the king of the swingers, babe. And I was like, well, I'm the king of the swingers, babe.
Now, you're going to think I'm ripping. Exceptional.
Shut up.
Do it again.
I can't do it.
Do it again. No, don't try as much and don't think about it. Just do it.
Well, I'm the king of swingers, babe.
The jungle VIP.
Let me met you.
I don't know. What's the next line?
I hit the top and I something, something.
Doop, doobity, doop, doop.
I want to be like you.
I want to walk like you. What is this?
But are you joining it? Are you joining it?
Me and Lucy want to do it because it's actually a bit of a laugh.
A gay one.
No, I'm doing it with Lucy.
Yeah.
Get her in. Yeah. She's a big ass ally.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to do a gay one. I kind of want to be in with the mams.
Okay. Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, like, I'm getting the goss.
Yeah. If I went to join a choir, can they turn me away?
No, I think. No,
by law.
Not unless you did something weird. Are you planning on doing something weird?
No, but what if not singing on the note? Like, if you being flat, if being flat is considered weird, like, then yeah.
Oh, sorry, just sing it. No, I think you'd have to. They might be like, oh, PJ, would you, you know, diminuendo for this bit? Which means quiet.
PJ, can you be quiet for this bit?
PJ, they'll have you do the triangle.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, between now and the wedding, don't tell Jose, he doesn't listen to the podcast, don't
I
worry.
Told you, I'm doing the singing.
Listen this for the gag. I go away. I'm going to do singing lessons, right? And then Kevin's going to pretend that he's repeating the Wicked gag, right? But this time it's a duet and I join in.
I kind of love it.
So you start with something. What you sing to me again? I have been changed for the better.
I heard it said.
Also,
I feel like I need to redeem myself. So can I actually just sing that song right now?
No.
Because actually, I need a redo.
No. Isn't that a duet?
I'm going to have to do it at your wedding then.
Is that a duet?
It is a duet, yeah.
So I learned the alphabet bit. No, not the other one. The hotter one. The Glinda.
I've heard it said.
People coming.
I couldn't hear the backing track. I know now. I know now. I've already
apologized
for it.
You're going to be on your deathbed and you're going to go, guys. They're like, any last words? And you're going to go, and you're going to go, I couldn't hear the backing track. And then you're gone. That's going to be your last words on this
arc. Oh my God, pause. But I couldn't hear the backing track on my tombstone.
Okay, now, we need to get into the, get into get the, into the theme. Okay. What? Okay, so the theme for this week is Stalkers.
Alexa, play Obsessed by Mariah Carey.
Oh, are we going with that one?
What one did you want to do?
No, I like this one.
I was saying Obsessions, Marina.
No, this is... No one knows that song.
We've
no,
wait. Got Obsessions.
Oh.
So, oh, 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 oh,
let
oh,
me hear no. you sing.
Let's go. You,
horror
you,
MTV Quiz episode. Know.
Yeah. Unmatched. Unmatched.
All the butterflies.
It was up really, really high though, wasn't it?
What?
It was when she was just in the bath at the end and she was like this. What age is Mariah Carey?
Tune. I actually love the song.
You know, I've become my mother's son. I've always been my mother's son, but I'm morphing into my mother because now what I do, when I think of a celebrity who I haven't thought about in a while, I have to go, what age is she? And that's when I'm watching TV at home with my mum, every 8 minutes, anytime a new person appears on the screen, my mum will go, what age is she? Check it for
so
me.
Obsessed with me.
Age.
Well, I'm gonna know.
Look away, you.
Lying that you're sexing me when everybody knows.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Alexa.
Finally found a girl that you couldn't impress. Last
Stop.
Man on the earth still wouldn't get this. You're delusional.
So
you're
delusional.
Girl, you're wasting your time.
True. Babe, yes. Come on, lyrics.
Also.
Oh my God.
Do you know what's about Eminem?
Yeah, of course, yeah. So doesn't she dress up as him in the thing?
So funny.
Age, guess what age?
Mariah Carey now, I want to say 50.
55?
Yeah. Looking fab.
Looking bloody fantastic. Probably better than ever.
Fantastic. I have to make a confession.
What?
And sorry, Lindsay Kirby, I'm dragging you in with me here.
You always do.
The most shocked me and Lindsay were in our whole entire life.
Was when?
Was when we found out that Mariah Carey was black. We were, like, for our whole lives, we thought Mariah Carey was a white woman.
But who did you think she was? Did you know what she looked like?
Yeah. But, like, to this day, when I look at her, I don't see, like, she doesn't look black to me. Like, she looks white. Like, I, like...
Is that her there?
That's her there, right? So, like, growing up, I was like, Mariah Carey, this, like, white singer. And then I remember we saw something... And then Lindsay goes, do you know Mariah Carey is black? And I was like, what?
Coming from Irish, African-American and Afro-Venezuelan descent, Carey faced peculiar criticisms regarding her racial identity throughout her career. Yeah, from you.
No, not from me. I wasn't shading her about it. I just didn't know she was black. And then when I found out she was black, I was like, oh, that makes so much. Because when I was like, look at this white singer, and she's like doing R&B, and she's like good at the runs and all this stuff. And then when I was like, of course, because she's fucking black.
Now, even when I watched Mariah Carey's episode of Cribs, I didn't really know who she was.
Oh, really?
I knew who everyone else was. Yeah, Mariah Carey wasn't like a big name in our house growing up.
No, she was. No, we loved her.
I'm a certified lamb now.
Yeah, no, we loved her.
I always play Fantasy in the spin class.
Fantasy is a tune.
Emotions is actually a bigger tune.
Yeah.
At the end when she does those whistle runs and she's like...
Yeah, yeah. And then back in the day I was like, how was a white girl doing that? And then I found out.
But had you seen a picture of her?
Yeah.
Because I don't think she looks particularly Caucasian, babe.
I don't know.
Also, the fact that in that music video, she like completely ripped Eminem a new asshole.
Yeah.
Also, I think he needed it. Is it Azealia Banks has also been ripping Eminem a new asshole recently?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought Eminem was gone.
I think he is.
Not
like,
dead, like retired.
But I think she was kind of going, like, what in the name of God was that?
No, I do. I was an Eminem stan as well growing up.
I know a lot of the songs. I know a lot of the songs better than I think is necessary.
Yeah, he was just a thing in Cork, Ireland in general, right?
I think we all just kind of listened to the same tunes back then, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
because they were ripped onto a CD
or on LimeWire.
Yeah, we're all just listening to the same music.
Anyway, girlies, we're talking about Stalkers because I watched Baby Reindeer and I consumed it in a day.
Half an hour episode, it's actually doable.
Yeah.
But I haven't done it yet.
Babe, it's so good.
I was going to do it in preparation.
Trigger warning.
I don't watch that much TV.
It is very triggering. Like, and some things in this episode might be triggering. Why are you laughing?
okay, if we're going to do a proper, like, legit trigger warning, you can't go, trigger warning, it's very triggering. That defeats the whole purpose. Finish. No, you literally goes, oh, by the way, girl, it's trigger warning, very triggering. Yeah, that is the most on-brand thing that you've ever done. Trigger warning, girl, it's trigger very warning, triggering.
It's giving trigger.
But we're normalizing stalking.
But it's giving trigger. No, but like, it is very triggering if you've ever experienced sexual harassment or stalking or like,
yeah.
Or like, it is, like that series is, and this, some of the topics we cover in this episode will be triggering if you have experienced them in your life. Let me finish my sentences.
I heard episode 4 is particularly bad.
Oh, I couldn't sleep. Yeah, it's really, it's really bad.
See, the thing is, look, I was all game for watching it, and everything I've been seeing online is, you know, praising it.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends who are big into their telly are like, watch Baby Reindeer. I typically wouldn't just take a recommendation from you and run with it. I would have to get other confirmation.
I do watch shit shows.
You watch some awful shit. Yeah. The amount of times that I would just come back to the house and you'd be watching terrible shit on telly.
Yeah.
So, but I'm glad that other people are in agreement.
Yeah.
But I want to watch TV to unwind sometimes.
I know, but it is really good. And like the way it's shot is brilliant. The acting in it's brilliant.
Why is your thumb so big?
What do you mean?
Your thumbnail. Why is it so big?
Oh, I just need to cut it, like.
But no, you needed to cut it 3 weeks ago. Now you're going to have to get a professional in or take it to the groomers. What the heck is that about?
What do you mean?
No, your nails are actually lovely on your hands.
Yeah, they're really healthy, no?
Pity about your toenails, but they're gorgeous nails.
No, my toenails are getting healthier as well.
Look at the size of my nails. They're tiny. You couldn't actually... I remember the first time I got
my
nails
done... You're calcium deficient.
No, I'm not, sweetheart.
No, you are.
No,
babe.
You're calcium deficient.
No, look, that's...
Why don't you worry about your own calcium?
No, those cuticles are a sign of calcium
deficiency.
Don't talk
to me about calcium deficiency when the only reason your teeth aren't rotted in your head is because they're not yours.
Thank you, Dr. Kate, at Dental Options.
Dr. Kate gets mentioned every year.
I love her.
I think it's because I mention your teeth every year.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, we need to talk about stalking.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so, right?
And we'll put a trigger warning in the episode description as well, just so you know.
No, like, no one reads that. Before you listen to a podcast, no one's going to read the...
I sometimes do. I go, oh, do I want to listen to this episode on podcasts... If I'm trying it for the first time.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, not ones I listen to religiously.
Yeah, and if you are being stalked and you click on our podcast and then just a stalking episode, it wouldn't be the greatest.
Exactly.
Yeah. Basically, for people that don't know, Baby Reindeer, I won't do any spoilers, but it's about this comedian who's basically getting stalked by this woman.
True story as well, right?
True story, yeah. Right? But it also just got me
thinking...
Which
has me in hooked already. Like, that's why I need to watch it.
Yeah, you know? 100%. But it also just got us talking about, like, how stalking is kind of, like... Not glorified, but sensationalized in the
sensationalized,
media.
Yeah.
Like you have like you,
yeah,
like Joe Goldberg.
Which I devoured. Actually, there was one season I didn't watch, but then I had to go back for the last season that came out because he was in London and I was like, oh, you know, when you're watching series and you know the area, you can go, oh my God.
But did you not watch the one before that when they're in the suburbs?
No, didn't
that
watch the suburb
brilliant.
One. I did. I went down because I wanted to watch, you know, the one where his...
Sex scene.
The sex scene. And the, when the sexy neighbour is like wanking in the mirror.
Yeah.
And he like gets him to watch or something.
Yeah.
I watched that. Didn't watch the rest of it.
But you know... But
lost
like,
my interest.
But like everyone's
the duality of screen.
But everyone's like...
What's that even mean?
I don't know. You made that up.
That's
you made that up.
No, honestly, my friend was telling me about...
Okay.
Yeah. That's
my better friend was telling me.
That happens in the meetings.
Okay, brilliant.
You have to stay on top of the trends, babe. Okay. When you're creating...
When
telly.
We're doing the show. But basically, we were saying like that, like... Obviously, it gets sensationalized and stuff, and there is a very, really severe end to stalking that we'll touch on later, but there is a bit of a stalker in all of us.
Absolutely. Look, ever since the age of the internet where you've been able to do a bit of a background check, you know what I mean? Everyone has a digital footprint, and even the people who are without Facebook pages or their Instagram pages, girlies, LinkedIn. The amount of times I've screenshot a LinkedIn profile because, you know, I don't have LinkedIn myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can screenshot their profile so then you can zoom in.
Yeah.
I've done that loads of times. Or, like, for some of the girlies, I found fellas on LinkedIn to be, like, found his LinkedIn profile.
You could tell me, like, I used to do this all the time in the office. If a girl comes in to me and goes, I was out last night. I know this guy. He works in finance. His name's Liam and he's blonde. I could find his social media in 5 minutes. I'm so good. I think it's because I was rared. You know, I was rared watching, like, CSI and Law and Order.
Yeah.
And that combined with my
I used to watch Criminal Minds.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my digital literacy.
Yeah.
Combined with that, I think I could probably join the force. Like, I could join the Gardaí Síochána.
Well, they wouldn't be doing much, would they?
No, but like I could solve loads of shit really quickly.
Just be walking around.
I'm real. Everyone has a friend who's good at it, and I was that friend. Like I was so good at sleuthing, cross referencing.
Yeah,
I can find someone in 2 seconds, and
but you're very good at it.
No, as in like people should pay me. I'm that good. Have you ever stalked anybody?
So I have.
Oh,
I used to be obsessed with anyone who was working as a professional dancer, right? I had a Twitter page to like tweet people.
Like a nun?
No, I had it under my name. I'm not sure if I had a picture up of me though. Like okay. I didn't want any of the lads in my class to find it. If any of the lads in my class in secondary school would have found my Twitter, it'd have been me just messaging a load of sexy male dancers.
Same now, one.
I wasn't sending them like sexy messages. Yeah. You know, I was like a teenager. I wasn't sending them anything crazy. But I would always just be commenting on their pics or commenting on their videos and being like, work, yes. Slay. You killed that Lady Gaga telephone routine.
Let's go, BB.
But I used to come alive every Christmas.
Yeah.
Because the Opera House used to always hire professional dancers from the UK to come over. It was as if, you know, they were hosting the FA Cup final in Cork City. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, if you're a football player. Because that's what it was, you know. You know, for the lads who idolise these dancers, amazing football players, I idolise these dancers. Then when they came to Cork, I was like, oh my God. I remember one of them was dancing with Alexandra Burke, right? At one point, and she was performing in the Marquee. I think I spoke about the fact that I'd have a ticket and I made Padraig drive me down and I was just standing outside the gate. But I found out that they were staying in the Hayfield Manor. And I remember being like, I'm going to have to get my mum to drop me up and say that I want an afternoon tea in the Hayfield Manor. But obviously it was ridiculously expensive. I couldn't just on a Saturday be like, mum, come on, will we go for some posh sandwiches? You know what I mean? But I remember, and I was following his tweets. But basically what I would do is I would try and time a venture into town, or say if I was doing my own dance classes, I would like delay my trip to get the bus home so that I would be timing it with when the dancers were going to the stage door. So that I would always cross paths with them, like on Half Moon Lane there down the side of the Opera House. Or another time when I was doing the Everyman panto myself, right?
Yeah.
Me and Sophie was also obsessed. We were just, we were completely like taken by the world of professional dancing. Like this is at a time as well when Pineapple Dance Studios was at its height as well.
Okay.
And that for me again was like, oh my God, I was addicted.
The TV show.
Yeah, when Louis Spence was doing the TV show. And I remember like watching that when my mom used to think Louis Spence is so funny. He actually is, I think he's also like one of the funniest celebrities. And there was a dancer on it, right? His name's Andrew Hampshire. I think he might be still working as a dancer. Now Sophie was obsessed with him and she added him on Facebook. You know the way back in the day you could kind of just add anyone? Like it's different to Instagram now. Like now on Instagram people would have a lot of people following them who they don't obviously know.
No.
But she added him, right? And then she like told me, she was like, oh my God, I'm after adding whoever on Facebook, and he accepted the friend request. And I was like, oh my God. And we were like looking through his photos. He wrote on her wall and was like, who's this? And I remember she was traumatized. But basically when we were doing the Everyman Panto, just like that again. First of all, we were trying to see the Opera House panto as often as we could.
Yeah.
Even though we were in our own panto, you know, fucking 7 nights a week. We'd literally be like, come on, we can go and see the panto.
Yeah.
And then we would also try and, we would go around town, right, for a meal in between shows, but we'd also be on the hunt for these dancers.
Okay, they were like the famous.
They were just the famous
ones. You were
ones.
Giving big stalker vibes there, but you weren't like, because it gets stalky when it becomes an obsession. You know what I mean?
Well, I remember, in my peak Twitter days, you know him too, Anthony K. I was obsessed with the man. I remember just being like, he's the most gorgeous person to ever grace the earth.
He's stunning.
And then he was on that, you won't believe this. I never told you this.
What?
Or maybe I did. Remember when you were working in Joint?
Yeah.
You know, down Fitzrovia area, there's a Cafe Gaff. Is it caffeine with a K?
Yeah.
I was in there one time when he comes in. Oh my God.
I would have died.
But this was like post obsession.
Okay.
But still, I was still.
No, my heart was still sore.
Skipping a beat.
Yeah,
it was going
like,
bum,
gorgeous.
Bum, 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 bum.
Well, still is.
And I remember, but I was like, it was such a weird 360 moment for me because like I knew I always wanted to live in London, where all the dancers lived and where they, you know, when they'd hang around after Pineapple Dance Studios and go and get, you know, what was the place that they used to always go to, Balance, you know, everyone's eating Balance. And then I remember when he came in and I was like, and I had my laptop and I remember I was opening tabs that weren't even relevant to my life. Like, we'll say I was opening up like random Excel spreadsheets just to make it look like I was doing a bit well for myself.
You opening up Kylie Minogue going, oh, you danced for her? Oh, sorry.
I was obsessed with him. I tweeted him so many times. Yeah, but Anthony and Kay.
Anthony Kay, but his dancer name was BBK, was
Anthony
it?
BBK. Look, he's still there, but does he still...
What's he doing now?
Is he still tweeting? I need to go back and...
He hasn't aged a day.
He hasn't tweeted since 2012. Probably that's because that's when people stopped liking his tweets, because it was me.
Where's BBK?
I think he's an actor now. Like, look at his IMDb.
Yeah, he's in Good Omens.
Was he?
Look. A Maleficent.
Well,
was he a dancer, Maleficent?
Maybe a dancer. Anthony's known for slow horses. Now, the thing is, my fear now, because we have gotten a sizable audience.
I don't care
audience.
If you're listening to this, Anthony Kane, Anthony, fucking love
would
you.
Would we have him on the pod?
If he's alive.
I think he is. Well, that was 2022. I hope he's alive.
He hasn't tweeted in ages.
Look at him there.
Yeah, he's gone.
And then he did that, remember?
Everyone Google Anthony Kane. Me and Kevin were bored, obsessed with him. I used to watch, like, loads of YouTube videos. Wasn't he in some modelling show as well?
Dirty Sexy Things, he was unbelievable in that.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah. Now I need to calm down.
Yeah, you need to calm
imagine
down.
Imagine if his friend who listens to the podcast is like, oh my God, I know him. They were like, oh my God, this kid is going on about Jack. That was, I do think, no, I didn't follow him around because I didn't have access to it. But I did when he came to Cork, I was trying to.
But also, there's an element of like you wanted to kind of be him a bit as well.
Exactly.
Because there is, there's an element of stalking is that like, are you obsessed with them because you want to be with them or do you want to be them? You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
And I think that's something that like, especially in our teenage years, right? It's easy to become obsessed with someone and like even lads who aren't gay might become obsessed with a fella in their year because actually they like how confident they are. Yeah. They like that they're, you know, outgoing and attractive or whatever. And I don't think they're actually obsessed with them.
Obsessed.
But they actually want to be like them and they're trying to emulate them.
So I think one of like my strongest obsession in my adolescence was I was obsessed with Maxie from Skins.
Yeah, I know. This is crazy.
And like, no, to the point where like I was kind of crazy. So like, I was obviously attracted to him, right?
He got to mention the book and all, didn't he?
Yeah, but he was gay, right? Obviously, he was out and gay in Skins. He was gorgeous. He had streaky blonde hair. But like, I started getting so obsessed with him that they all in Skins season one. Was he in season one, I think? But they all get their own episodes,
right?
Oh,
he's proper Twinkie vibes.
Yeah, but they all get their own episode, right? And in this series as well, he has a gay storyline with the lead. And they have sex and everything. But they all get their own...
No, you kind of look like him for a bit.
Because I tried to be him. This is what happened, right? I got so obsessed with the boy, I tried to become him. So in Skins...
That's a weird one to be trying.
In Skins, he was a dancer, right?
How did I never watched Skins.
So Skins... Actually, do you know, there people be like, oh, it's a bad influence for kids, and everyone's like, no, it's just a TV show.
No, I don't think I was allowed to watch it.
It was the reason I wanted to do drugs in my teenage years, like, is because I watched Skins. I was like,
yeah, I wasn't allowed to watch it. I think one time I tried to watch it, and my mom was like, turn that off.
No, I was like, the minute I watched it, I was like, when are we going to raise? When are we drinking? When are we doing all the
drugs? Did you have a TV in your room?
No.
In the living room?
No, in the living room, yeah.
Is that, and that's where you used to watch it?
Yeah, but my mom didn't have a clue, like, so I was just watching whatever was on the telly. But basically, I was. So obsessed with him that I was doing weird shit. Like there was an episode where it goes through his day and he had a stalker. Actually, oh my God, he had a stalker in Skins.
It's you.
So because his episode was about he had a stalker that was following him, but you went through his day and in the morning he woke up and he slept naked. So like the first shot is him getting out of bed and you see his bare ass and he puts on these really funky underwear.
Yeah.
So then after I saw that, I started sleeping naked, even though I thought it was so uncomfortable and it took me ages to get to sleep. But I was like, I had to sleep naked because Maxie sleeps naked. How embarrassing is that?
It's not embarrassing. It's kind of hilarious.
But like, I think it's so uncomfortable sleeping naked. Like,
how is it uncomfortable?
Because you're cold. Because your thighs stick together. You need something in between them. Like, if your thighs get sweaty at night, you need something in between them to mop up the sweat. Do you sleep balls naked?
Yeah. That's the what, like, sometimes if I'm cold, like, I'll throw on a vest. I lob on my underwear, like.
You wouldn't have time?
I'd have loads of time. Don't you worry about me getting out. I'm at the front of the house.
Okay, fair enough.
I'd have to go down the stairs.
But then, I bought, like, all these funky underwear, like, that he wore from Top Man.
There was a time when, like, lads wearing the Top Man underwear was, like, the sluttiest thing they could do.
Literally.
Do you remember that era?
Yeah.
I remember going into Top Man on... Opera Lane and like being like, I'm going to get my first pack of Top Matt underwear. And I remember practically feeling horny doing it. Do you know what I mean? I was like, this is pure horny stuff.
So weird. It was though. And because it was all, and they were like way too tight. They were so tight and they were like, they had like all graphics on them.
Yeah. Like, so you were obsessed with Maxi from Skins.
Yeah. And like to the point where like I
knew you because he's one fella who you always kind of mention and like as like a reference point or like sometimes you'd be doing an outfit and you'd be like, it's kind of Maxi from Skins.
I never say
and
that.
I'd be like,
I never say that.
You do.
No, I don't. I'm not obsessed with him anymore.
But you wrote about him in the book and everything.
No, it I just said like he was one of the people I had a crush on growing up. I put him in the list.
Oh,
just,
you were properly obsessed. Okay. This isn't what I had. I was just sending tweets which everyone was doing and they were fairly innocent.
I wanted to be him.
We could probably get Maxi from Skins on the pod as well.
No, because then he went and done, what's that other show he did?
Dancing on Ice?
No, something high.
Britannia High?
Yeah. So he went and done Britannia High. And when he lost the blonde highlights, I fell out of love with him.
Mitch Hewer?
Yeah.
I was obsessed with Britannia High. Is that the same guy?
Yeah.
I was obsessed with him in Britannia High.
I knew you knew him from Britannia High.
Sorry, if there's anything to like to denote our separate personalities, it's the fact that you're obsessed with Mitch Hewer in his Skins era and I was obsessed with him in his Britannia High era.
Oh my God,
era.
That's so
sorry,
true.
Sorry, that's Bratz and Groovy Chick all over again, isn't it?
You were Britannia High, I was Skins.
Oh my God. He was gorgeous there.
No, he wasn't as
hot. Bring back Britannia High.
He wasn't as hot in Britannia High.
He is. But that's what I wanted.
No, he's much hotter in Skins.
Look at the titties there. Also, Fionnuala J, get me on Flop Culture because I'm talking about Britannia High.
So obviously that's like light touch stalking. Like all of us do that. Like we all stalk each other on social media. If you find out that someone you fancy is going to be at this club, you kind of want to go to that club. That's like light touch stalking. But then it does get a bit more serious, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you get to like stuff like people who are like obsessed with celebrities, but like too much, like that go like too much with stan culture. You know what I mean?
Obviously celebrities probably have a tough time with it, I'd imagine.
So Harry Styles' stalker like got jailed and banned from watching him perform because they wrote him over like 8,000 letters and sent them wedding cards and everything in less than a month.
Madonna, she had a stalker who broke into her gaff and then he threatened to kill her before he was eventually confronted and shot by her bodyguard. Now he wasn't dead.
But it's so scary, shot.
But I even have friends who have been seriously stalked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have one friend who was seriously stalked and it was just such a crazy time for her, especially like as, you know, she was living by herself at the time. Like,
That's scary, babe.
Petrifying,
yeah,
you know
no,
what I mean?
Really is.
And like, she had to call the police about it. She had to get a restraining order and stuff. And even still then, like, you probably still don't feel particularly safe.
No.
Like, you know, you're always going to be on edge. Especially,
it's such
I remember,
an
like,
privacy.
If she was ever, like, going out by herself in public, like, getting the tube somewhere, like, she would just be up the walls. Like, so she tended to not do that.
Also, it's really hard if you are being stalked for like allegations to stick because there's such a lack of evidence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, unless there's like, the police need to have like a serious threat before they like take it seriously and stuff like this.
Kind of crazy,
so that's why
it?
A lot of like, I think there's a stat and it's like only 6% of reported stalking cases in England and Wales end up in charges because a third of cases are dropped because of the difficulties in collecting evidence, you know?
That's a bit manic, isn't it?
Which, if you were being stalked, would make you feel so helpless.
Yeah, it's not very reassuring.
You know, and it's so scary, you know? Like, I'm a big man, like, but even if someone was following me, the idea of someone following you,
it's still petrifying.
And also, it could happen to anybody, especially in this day and age, like, the amount, and I'm thinking, like, us as well, the amount we share on this podcast about our personal information, about, like, don't be getting any ideas now, girlies.
But it's something that I've tried to be, like,
careful about,
better with,
yeah,
and but also like, you know, how many episodes do we tell them where I'm living, you know what I mean?
I know, but also that's why, going back to like stan culture and stuff, that's why some fans need a reality check and they need to get offline, they're chronically online, because you know there's this new thing called doxing, which is crazy. So like if say now one, like, the Nicki Minaj stans are fighting with the Taylor Swift fans, and then the Nicki Minaj fans would, if someone was really shitting on Nicki Minaj, they'd go, oh, I found where you live, Gabrielle, this is where you work, this is your address, and doxing them is basically like telling the whole internet where this person, like, who's commenting lives,
Jesus,
works, everything. And it's so dangerous. And like, doxing is a huge thing now at the moment. Like, people would like... Yeah, like online.
But is it all the Nicki fans?
Yeah, Nicki fans are crazy. No, we love you, Barbs. Like, but I don't want them to come for us.
Because it is, it's a real thing.
Yeah, like, doxing is crazy. Like, people... Because as well, it's so easy to find people's information now. That's why people are getting way more on it with the cybersecurity. But like, I'm such a yapper. I can't shut up.
Well, but the nature of the job we do, and one of the reasons why we're successful is because we're quite candid.
Yeah, do you know what I
mean? Girls, you can't keep a candid girl down.
Also, like, if you were to stalk us, she'd find out nothing new.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Do you know what I mean?
You just see me picking my nose in random spots.
No, it is so serious though.
Oh my God, completely. Look, I'm not trying to diminish it at all. Like, it's a very real issue. Like, anyone can find themselves in a situation where they are being stalked.
And it's
more dangerous,
I think, if you're not a celebrity and you're being stalked. Because obviously celebrities has teams, they have security teams around them.
Yeah.
Whereas like a regular person who works a normal job.
Exactly.
Imagine if you work in like a job like that's public facing as well. Sure. So the stalker could just come into the place.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I think Baby Reindeer does well, the series that we were, that inspired the theme, is that it shows that like the stalker isn't this like evil anonymous creature like that. Like, there's obviously a serious mental health issue happening there.
And that's the thing, I suppose, in a lot of instances, like where it becomes an unhealthy obsession, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the times it is linked to mental health issues and things like that.
And like, a lot of time it's about like that person had a very traumatic upbringing. Maybe they were abused growing up, and it's stopped them from forming like healthy relationships.
Yeah.
And they don't really understand what a healthy relationship
is. That
is
the case in Baby Reindeer?
Yeah, kind of. Like, okay, kind of alluded to that, you know.
Yeah,
it's like they obviously had a troubled childhood that has led them to this. Like, someone just doesn't turn into a stalker out of nowhere, you know. Something triggers
you.
It, you know.
Also, it's important to say, right, whilst we're wrapping things up, there's nothing wrong with loving a pop star, with being obsessed with Maxi from Skins and putting on his underwear that he used to wear, and
doing a dance routine on the underwear.
Or did you? Did you though? I was obsessed with a guy in college. I think I spoke about this, and he danced with Sunita and he wore Aussie bums and he gave them to me afterwards, and I remember just being obsessed with him. So that's probably more severe than you buying similar underpants.
Yeah, do you know?
But you know the type of people who are obsessed with the Harry Styles, you know,
yeah,
they're queuing up the day of and they're front row at the concert.
That's fine, but it's just when it becomes unhealthy.
Yeah,
and
when it's all consuming, then obviously it's an issue. And obviously at the start of the podcast, I know we were joking about things, but obviously stalking can be a very serious issue. And if you have been triggered by anything, or if anything that we've spoken about in the podcast brings up anything for you and you want to speak to someone about it or seek extra support, we are going to include in the episode description of this some numbers and some websites for extra resources if you want to check them out.
Yeah, girlies, we love you to bits. Kevin has to go to CrossFit and I have to go doom scroll for an hour.
We're having sleepover.
Yeah, we're having sleepover.
Would you not go for a run now? Are you?
No, I'm wrecked.
I know, but what about the next marathon?
Bye, girlies.
Bye, girlies.
Bye, 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 bye,
bye, bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.